Hey, it's Aiden Mortensen here with another Castle Country Focus interview. Today in the studio, we are joined by the Miss Carbon County Royalty. It's always a pleasure to have you guys on. Thank you so much for taking the time out of your day to come talk to us. We really appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you so much for having us. We love coming and talking on here and just enjoying your guys' company.
Yeah, it's always a pleasure to have you guys on here. And you know, one thing that makes it even more fun is whenever you are, there's something fun about to happen. So let's start first, Shalice. Of course, Shalice Rahala, Miss Carbon County with us first. You recently went to the Miss Utah workshop in preparation for, of course, the big pageant right around the corner. Crazy how fast time's flying by, isn't it?
Yes, so crazy. I went there and it was so much fun. I got my number for Miss Utah and I am number 30 and I am so excited. It's coming right around the corner.
And so what was the experience like when you went to this Miss Utah workshop? What kind of things were you working on there?
So we were meeting all of our sponsors, and they got to talk to us. They kind of gave us a view of what they do. Chick-fil-A is one of our sponsors. Ypsilon Dresses. There's so many sponsors, and they are so amazing. Those are only two. But then we talked about what it's going to look like for Miss Utah, what to prepare for, pageant day, pageant week, parade of shoes. Show me your shoes. So there's a lot going on and just kind of what to expect and what to get ready for.
And that's a packed slate. And of course, along with this trip comes a lot of fundraising. You guys have done it all. You've done movie nights. You've done dinners. You've really gone out into the community and you've done a great job in fundraising. Coming up, you have another opportunity to help give to this cause with your Hoppy Easter Egg Philathon. Is that right?
Yes, that is right. We love doing fundraising. It not only helps us, but involves the community. And I just think it's such a great aspect to be able to get everyone involved together and just have a great time. So this Hoppy Easter Egg Philathon, it's where we get to fill your Easter eggs and we get to stuff them for you. Take the load off for Easter and just relax because we got you. So you can do 30 eggs for $25, 50 eggs for $40, 75 eggs for $65, or 100 eggs for $85. And then we have 3 dates to pick them up. So once you fill out the response, you can go ahead and pick the date you want to pick them up. And we're just so excited to be able to get together and fill some Easter eggs. So...
And, you know, that's the most stressful part of Easter is trying to fill those eggs because it's so much work that goes into it.
Yes.
So I'm sure a lot of people around the area are glad that you guys are willing to take on this. And, of course, it's giving back to a great cause. Now, looking ahead to the rest of your journey as Miss Carbon County, what are you personally most looking forward to?
Oh, there are so many. I don't even want to think about it ending, but I would say probably just being able to get to share my platform as much as I can and getting to spend the rest of my time with these girls. They are everything to me. They have become my sisters, and it's so sad to think that we will not see each other every week, literally going to everything together. So we are together 24/7, so it's really sad to think that we're not going to do that all the time after this.
Now, Shalice, before I let you go, is there anything you want to leave our listeners with?
Yeah, to try our Hoppy Easter Egg Philathon. It's going to be so great. We love fundraising and doing stuff that involves the community. It not only helps us, but it's just getting us so much more involved and getting to know everyone. So please help us out. Come get involved. It's so much fun. And to keep an eye out for Miss Utah because that is coming up. So...
Well, Shalice, thank you again for taking the time to come talk to us. We really appreciate it. Again, that was Miss Carbon County, Shalice Rahala. We're being joined now in the studio by Teen Miss Berkeley Brady. Berkeley, it's a pleasure to have you on. Thanks for taking the time to come talk to us. We really appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you so much. I love being here.
You know, we just finished talking about the upcoming Miss Utah pageant, but recently you had the opportunity to compete in Miss Teen Utah. So let's talk about that experience for a second. What was that like for you?
It was so amazing. I got to meet so many amazing and phenomenal girls through that organization, and the judges were so amazing. Just performing on that stage was so surreal. I loved every single moment.
You know, as you step onto that stage, you're standing in front of a packed crowd. What's running through your head as you start to do your performance?
Nothing, honestly. My mind goes blank and I just roll with it. So... just hoping I don't mess up.
And you know, that's honestly the best way to do it. A lot of everyone has their own different way, and I think yours might be the best. Just tune out all that noise. It's a perfect way to do it. Now, of course, let's talk about your platform for a second. Hashtag social media safe.
Yes.
I love what you're trying to do with this. So, what have you been doing to kind of spread this platform around?
So, actually, this morning, me and Shalice went and talked to an amazing fourth grade class about my platform, and I got the chance to read my book and share my story and share my tips with my platform. And just by getting out and doing more service with my book and my story and my platform, by getting out and sharing it to everyone is mainly what I want to do.
You know, it's an incredible platform. I support everything you're doing with that. Social media safety, very critical in this day and age. Now, let's talk about the Hoppy Easter Egg Philathon. What are you what are you most excited for with this event? I mean, you get to spend time with a great group of girls. What are you 100%. Personally most looking forward to?
I'm excited to see who all comes. I'm excited to see all the amazing families that get to come and support Shalice on her Miss Utah journey.
Now, of course, with Easter comes plenty of candy. Do you have a personal favorite Easter treat, or are you more of a anything you'll take?
So, actually, this is crazy, but anything that's not chocolate or Skittles, I hate all of those.
You know, I agree.
So as long as it's not those.
I agree with you on the Skittles. Those are a little too much now.
Yeah.
Now, Berkeley, before we let you go, is there anything you want to leave our listeners with?
Make sure to come to the Easter thing. It'll be such a blast to get Shalice and our littles to Miss Utah. It's so amazing. And I want to thank you for letting me be here today on this.
Of course, we appreciate you taking the time to come talk to us. We really do. And again, that was Teen Miss Berkeley Brady. We're being joined now in the studio by Junior Miss Taylee Brower. Taylee, it's a pleasure to have you on. Been a while since I've seen you, but it's great to have you back on. Thanks for taking the time.
Thank you for having me.
So you had the opportunity a while ago to speak at the Carbon County Chamber of Commerce luncheon, and you talked about your platform as a part of being a junior miss. And, you know, I just love what you're trying to do with those kindness cards. So how has that been going for you? How have those kindness cards been going?
It's actually been going really good. Last Monday, I went to the 4th and 5th grade classes and taught them about my platform, and I made kindness cards with them. And I think that they hand them out so good, and I just love serving in my community.
You know, what kind of impact have you been seeing from these kindness cards? Because, I mean, this is an age where bullying feels pretty prevalent. But have you seen, kind of, just in your actions with this program, some drop in that bullying?
Yes. So in the 5th grade, I actually started making kindness cards with my friends. And I just handed them out secretly. And then later, a kid that I handed it out to asked me, "Did you know who did this?" And, like, of course, I said no, because it was supposed to be secret. And he said, "Well, whoever it is, can you just tell him that I really appreciate it, because I was having a hard time right now. So thank you for it." And it just helped my heart. And I'm like, I want to show everybody that kindness cards can help with anything that you need to do.
And, you know, it's always good to hear heartwarming stories like that. And I love the work that you're doing with that. So, again, massive props to you for putting forth the initiative to make that happen. Now, let's move back to the Hoppy Easter Egg Philathon. What are you most excited for about this? You know, we've talked about spending time with your Sash sisters, but what are you most looking forward to with this event?
Easter is one of my favorite holidays. Just having all the candy really is really fun. But I'm really excited to see how it has turned out and see how much money we raised for Miss Utah.
Now, like I asked Berkeley, is there any favorite Easter candy, or do you just like it all?
Well, me and her are the complete opposite. I love chocolate. I will take any chocolate any day.
Can't go wrong with chocolate. I agree with you. Now, Taylee, before we let you go, is there anything you want to leave our listeners with?
Yeah, just come see the Hoppy Easter fundraiser. Me and my Sash sisters really want to go to Miss Utah, so can you just come and see what it is all about?
Yeah, it's a great cause. So, Taylee, thank you again for taking the time out of your day to come talk to us. We really appreciate it. Again, that was Junior Miss Taylee Brower. We're being joined in the studio now by Little Miss Paisley Jenkins. Paisley, it's a pleasure to have you on again. Thanks for taking the time to come talk to us. We really appreciate it.
Of course, I love being here.
Yeah, we love having you on. And of course, it's been a fun-filled year for you, I'm sure. But looking back at all the things you've been able to do, do you have any favorite memories from your time with Miss Carbon County?
So we did a parade. It was the light parade, and it was in Christmas time. Of course, it was really cold, but there was a really funny moment where there was a blow-up polar bear, and it was running, and my mom was like, "Can I take a video of you?" And it was so funny.
That sounds absolutely incredible. And of course, the Helper Light Parade, always a hit in the community. So I'm glad you guys got to take part in that. Now, let's talk about the Hoppy Easter Egg Philathon. What are you excited for about this?
I'm just excited to help the Easter Bunny and families that can't afford all the Easter eggs, and that I can help kids my age get all the Easter magic.
Now, the last few conversations we've had, we've heard people who don't like Skittles and people who like chocolate. Where do you fall on that spectrum? What kind of candy are you enjoying most with Easter time?
I also really love chocolate, but I like Skittles too, and M&M's. They're my favorite.
You know, we're really getting a full spectrum here of the enjoyment of candy now. Paisley, before we let you go, is there anything you want to leave our listeners with?
Just come to our Easter Egg Philathon. We are trying to raise as much money as we can for Miss Utah, and I am so excited for Miss Utah. So, yeah.
Well, Paisley, thank you again so much for taking the time out of your day to come talk to us. We really appreciate it. Again, that was Little Miss Paisley Jenkins. And last but certainly not least, we're being joined in the studio now by Mini Miss Adeline Jones. Adeline, you live up to the title. How are you doing today?
Good.
Now, let's talk about your experience with Miss Carbon County. Of course, the parades, always a highlight. But what have you enjoyed most about wearing the crown and sash?
Spending time with my pageant sisters.
You know, the bond that you build, I'm sure, is incredible. And like we touched on earlier, that's something that you get to see them every week. And I'm sure that's an absolute blast. Now, looking ahead, what are you most excited for as a part of this organization?
To have fun.
You can't go wrong with having fun. I completely agree with that. Now, let's look ahead to the Hoppy Easter Egg Philathon. Now, what are you most excited for this Easter? Always a fun holiday.
To help kids and to have fun.
You know, you can't go wrong with that selfless nature and having fun. Can't go wrong. Now, we've asked everyone so far, what's their favorite Easter candy? What's your favorite Easter candy?
I like all of it.
All of it? You can't go wrong with all of it. Truly a wide variety. Now, Adeline, before we let you go, is there anything you want to leave our listeners with?
Have fun. And goodbye.
Well, Adeline, thank you so much for taking the time out of your day to come talk to us. We really appreciate it. And again, I want to give a big shout out to all of the Miss Carbon County royalty. Mini Miss Adeline Jones, Little Miss Paisley Jenkins, Junior Miss Taylor Brower, Teen Miss Berkeley Brady, and of course, Miss Carbon County herself, Shalise Rahala. They're doing a lot of great work in the community, and it's always good to support them on their journey to Miss Utah. Links to purchase these eggs can be found on the Miss Carbon County Facebook page and Instagram page. And for more Castle Country Focus interviews like this one, you can stay tuned to KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM, or you can listen on the Castle Country Radio app. And for the KOAL Newsroom, I'm Aiden Mortensen.